This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few atheists, enemies, scoffers, skeptics, lunatics, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in listening for Bradley, he is off today. He and his family are traveling back. We got to see them last week and spent a little bit of time with them. And I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today. And for our Muslim friends, I am the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm going to fill in for him today, live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. And if you'd like to join me, stick to the topic today. We're going to be talking about all this talk about Israel, Jerusalem, yada, yada, yada. 1-866-582-9933. Like I said, we'll stick to the topic. If you want to call in and you've got a comment on that, we're going to take some of that to task today, and we're going to the scriptures to deal with it, okay? So if you have something to say, let's go to the scriptures, but let's keep them in context. That is the important thing of what we're looking at today is context, okay? If you want to find us online, the website is sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media, and you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. I think that's all of the stuff I'm supposed to have right off the bat here. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to join you, and we really do appreciate you tuning in and for helping to make Sons of Liberty Radio the number one radio show on Saturday on GCN and the number two spot, just behind the other guy throughout the week. So we appreciate your support, and for our affiliates, thank you so much for your trust as well. Sons of Liberty Media, I want to point you there today. Well, there's always a lot of stuff going on. Some of the stuff, to be honest with you, doesn't seem to affect you immediately. And then other things are very impactful to your life. We were talking as we were together, Bradley and I, last week concerning the issue of the Bundys. You know, most people have kind of just tossed that, you know, in the background. It doesn't affect their lives, they think. But they don't realize that what the Bundys have stood up for, regardless of what you think of their theology and things, that's sort of a secondary issue as to what's going on there. What's going on there is an issue of tyranny versus liberty. It is an issue of property rights as defined by our founders. And so part of the issue is, as in, how does the central government acquire land? When they usurp that, I don't care if they use a treaty to do it or not, if they're doing it to undermine what the Constitution has written. It's just like them writing gun laws. The Constitution is clear. It shall not be infringed. Yet they write gun laws all the time. So do states and local municipalities. And if all of them followed logically what the Declaration of Independence said, and that is that our rights are given to us by our Creator, and they're unalienable, that means they can't be given up and they can't be taken. That means they're acting criminally against us. They're the ones who should be put on trial. I've said it, and I'll say it again. Any representative who puts forth legislation, they even put it forth, that is against the Constitution, should be dealt with as criminals. They should be dealt with as committing crimes against us, the people, because they took an oath not to do that, but to uphold it. And it's very clear what's going on there. And instead, what we do is we allow them to pass, quote-unquote, laws, and then when it actually hurts somebody, then they can challenge it, and then they have to spend tons of money to see if they can even fight it. And that's really not just. It's not a just system at all. It's a corrupt system. So, anyway, I'm getting off the side here. Let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And is Congress more interested in protecting Americans or criminal illegals? This recent jury deal that came out in San Francisco there over the Kate Steinle issue. You know, even if you come to the conclusion that the guy did pick up the gun that he found and it, He set it off without actually wanting to shoot. Even if you come to that conclusion, you still have a manslaughter issue, and that was put before them. And they found this guy innocent. This is a guy who has been here illegally many times, been deported. He's a convicted felon over and over and over. And I've said it, you know, I saw a tweet today from a guy who says, if you want justice, if you want this, that, and the other, you vote Republican. Well, that isn't necessarily the case. Because Republicans are just as bad as Democrats when it comes to justice. They don't know what it is. And nobody can really know what is a just punishment for a crime unless they go to the law of God. They just can't. They're going to reason it out in their own mind. Well, I think 30 years is enough. I think 25 years is enough in jail. And in order to facilitate that, we're going to take the people who haven't committed a crime, we're going to hold their property hostage. We're going to threaten them with the same jail if they don't pay us to upkeep these people. When the Bible says violent criminals, you know, we're talking about people guilty of capital crimes, and there's a few other little things in there, should be put to death. They shouldn't be put up for the rest of their life. They should be put to death. They should face their creator, the judge, the Lord Jesus. So if we really want justice, let's start talking about that. And I know we have to be careful because we have a corrupt system. So I don't want D.C. doing any of that. I think that those justices should be applied in the community as they were in Israel, with the people taking part in it. And you say, you just want blood in the street. No, I actually don't. I want people to not do things that would cause us to have to gather to do such a thing. And that's the point. I mean, if we love people, we want them to do what causes them to live, not what causes them to die. And we certainly don't want to be a part of bringing that about. So keep that in mind when you hear me speak about those things. I'm certainly not calling for people just to be murdered in the street. I'm talking about a just punishment. They go through a process, a lawful process to convict and such. But anyway, you can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, what we're going to talk about in this hour, Michael Snyder has an article called The U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia Are Reportedly Pushing a Peace Plan That Would Create a Palestinian State.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you'll be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you would like to... please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're talking this new recognition of Jerusalem as a capital of Israel, which President Trump has done, his administration has done. And this isn't, everybody makes this out as a big deal. It really isn't. Israel knows what its capital is, right? Does America know what its capital is? Does Saudi Arabia know what its capital is? Does Canada know what its capital is? Does any country know what its capital is? Of course. Of course they do. So what's the big deal here? Well, the Muslims are, you know, all around Israel and they do this, that, and the other. Look, let me just preface this by saying a couple of things. I'm not a Zionist. I'm not. I don't believe that Judaism is Old Testament, is what the Old Testament teaches. In fact, and you say, well, what are you talking about? The Jews are God's chosen people, and this and the other. Okay, stop a second. Peter tells us who's a Jew. Paul tells us who's a Jew. Jesus told us who's a Jew. That it's the people who have the faith of Abraham who are his chosen people, who are his sons and daughters, who are God's sons and daughters. Paul tells us it's the ones who are circumcised of heart, not of the flesh. They don't have. It's not about the foreskin being cut off. It's about whether you've had the foreskin of your heart circumcised, and that's something only God can do. And he does that beyond what somebody's pedigree is, what their genealogy is. He does that based upon their faith. And their faith is a gift from God, is a gift from him. So only those who have the faith of Abraham, which is the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the faith that comes from God, who have been born of the Spirit, are the children of Abraham. Plain and simple. You can argue with me all day long if you want to go to this physical aspect, but I'm going to point you to Matthew 5 through 7, where Jesus deals over and over with the Judaism's focus on the physical. And he always drives it right back to what the law intended in the first place, which is what the heart is. That's why that one little law in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet, that's not an external law. That's an internal law. And that Paul says that's the one that got him because I could keep all this external stuff. Okay? And this is kind of what we're going to boil things down to when we talk about this issue of Jerusalem. I don't care who's in Jerusalem. I don't care if it's Roman Catholics. I don't care if it's Protestants. I don't care if it's Judaizers or Zionists or Muslim. I don't care. I really don't. You know why? Because there's a new Jerusalem. And if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're a part of that new Jerusalem, as the writer of Hebrews writes about. And even Paul speaks about, instead of Sinai, we've come to Jerusalem. He's not talking about a physical city. He's talking about the difference in being a slave and being free. One under condemnation and one who has been... their sins have been atoned for and they're cleansed in the blood of Christ, and they stand in the presence of God and they give him praise for the work he has done on their behalf. And so when we talk about this issue, understand, I'm going to go beyond whatever the news is saying here. I'm going to go to the scriptures. Sadly, in America, Christianity has been undermined a great deal by the fact that too many have bought into what is called dispensationalism. And the long short of it, if you don't know what that means, is they separate out Israel from the church. And they separate out the Old Testament from the New Testament. The law is done away with, and we're just under grace. Or they come up with the law of Christ as if that's something different than what the law was in the Old Testament. And so they see this distinction there, this separation, and then they have two peoples of God. They have the church and they have Israel. But they forget that Stephen referenced the church, which the word just simply means the assembly. And we know it as the assembly of the people of God. Okay? And so the church existed in the wilderness, Stephen said. The church has always been. Adam was a part of the church. Abel was a part of the church. Noah was a part of the church. Abraham was a part of the church. David, Solomon, Jonathan, you name them. All the great men of the faith throughout the Old Testament were part of the church, because they were part of the assembly of God, which is what the word simply means. And Paul is very clear. Not all those who are of Israel are Israel. Right? That's the book of Romans. That's New Testament. So just because you were that didn't mean you were one of God's chosen people. And a lot of people forget that whole issue that came out, I think it was the book of Hosea, where he said, I'm going to take those people who were my people, and they're not going to be my people anymore. And I'm going to take this other people, he's talking about Gentiles, I'm going to make them my people who weren't my people. So we don't have any claim on God as far as whatever our lineage is, whatever our flesh says. As John writes in chapter 1 of his gospel, men aren't made the children of God by the will of the flesh. They're made children of God by the will of God, period. That's it. It has nothing to do with us. So I can't even boast in the fact that I have the faith of Abraham in and of myself. It was a gift from God. With that said, let's lead into this and then we'll get to the scriptures. Michael, and I've interviewed Michael before, Michael has some dispensational tendencies. There's no question about that. I consider him to be a brother in the Lord, but he has that. And there was a section I had to just kind of edit out of the article, but he's pointing to what many of you in the audience have heard, and that is many had assumed that President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel would make a peace agreement between Palestinians and Israelis less likely, but it actually appears to be accelerating things, according to Michael. You have to excuse me. I've got a little bit of a upper respiratory deal, so I'm having to hit the cough button here. For a long time, Trump has referred to a comprehensive peace treaty in the Middle East as the ultimate deal, and he seems absolutely determined to get something done. The key was going to be getting the Saudis on his side, and this appears to have happened. Yeah, but why are they on his side in the first place? The Saudis are really our enemies. I don't know why we're even friends with those guys. And I'm not talking about the people of Saudi Arabia. I'm talking about their leadership. The problem is always with the leadership. The leadership is against everybody. Most people in the respective countries could care less about harming people of another country. They just could care less. But it's those of governments that they want to do this to one another. They want to drag us into the wars and things. Anyway. Michael continues, last month, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a trip to Riyadh, and what was said during his meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has sent shockwaves through the Middle throughout the Middle East. According to the New York Times, the Crown Prince pushed for Abbas to accept a plan for peace that is much different than any plan that we've ever seen before. It's really not that different. Listen, according to Palestinian, Arab, and European officials who have heard Mr. Abbas's version of the conversation, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman presented a plan that would be more tilted toward the Israelis than any ever embraced by the American government, one that presumably no Palestinian leader could ever accept. The Palestinians would get a state of their own, but only non-contiguous parts of the West Bank and only limited sovereignty over their own territory. The vast majority of Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which most of the world considers illegal, would remain. The Palestinians would not be given East Jerusalem as their capital, and there would be no right of return for Palestinian refugees and their descendants. Now, understand something. It is different, but it's still the same thing. It's still... You Israelis, you've got to give up land in order to have peace here. With people who in their charter have said, our goal is to basically wipe you off the face of the earth. Now, who among us would enter into any kind of covenant like that with anybody to give them anything? Who's going to do that? That's got to be the stupidest thing that anybody can do. And over, for what, 20, 30 years, we've seen this go on. And by the way, this nonsense about the world sees them holding that land illegally, the West Bank. Again, I'm not a Zionist, but here's the deal. Go back and read your history. First day that Israel is declared a state, okay? The first day they're declared a state, they were attacked. They didn't even have an army. Go back and look at some of the videos. They took bulldozers and were like welding pieces of metal on them to make them bulletproof and fighting off their enemies, and they won. Years later, they were attacked, Six-Day War, and they won. And with each victory, they gained ground. They won that.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And listening for his voice over my less than radio voice, he is traveling back home today with his family. We were able to meet with them this week. It was a good time together. And I'm filling in for him, and we are talking about this issue that's going on with the United States recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I understand it's a political thing. I understand the Muslims are going to lose their minds and stuff like this. I get it. But it really is a no-brainer. It is their capital. It's been their capital for, 80 years? Us denying the obvious is just ridiculous. And you say, well, this is going to start a war. Okay, let those people kill each other. Let them just do whatever they're going to do over stupidness, okay? Because this thing, this whole idea of peace and stuff on a piece of paper thing, it ain't going to work anyway. It doesn't matter who does it. Doesn't matter if Trump does it or who. It doesn't matter. It's a piece of paper. It means squat. Because you're dealing with a people that the Palestinians won. And I'm not talking about the people themselves. There are a lot. Look, there are some Christian Palestinians who are brothers and sisters. I don't want to see them harmed. But the fact of the matter is the government that rules there for the Palestinians in their charter seek the annihilation of the state of Israel. They just seek that. Okay? And as far as I know, Israel hasn't embraced the Christ. They reject that God came in the flesh. I have a friend who's a Jew, just sends me all kinds of stuff. Why Jesus is not the Messiah of the Jews? And I'm just going like, you are so blind. Your prophets foretold. They gave you a time frame. The prophet Daniel gave you a specific time frame that he was coming, and Jesus even referenced it when he was coming. And you know what? If you're a Jew out there, if you claim to be a Jew and you reject Jesus as Messiah, the Apostle John, who was a Jew, says you're an Antichrist. You're in need of repentance too. If you're looking for your mama or your daddy or whoever came before you or whatever promises were given to Abraham, if you're not looking for those in Christ, because those promises were specific to Christ, in your seed, not in Isaac. Paul says it is in your seed, not your seeds. And he's talking about Christ. All the nations of the earth will be blessed. Do you know why any true Bible-believing Christian is blessed? Because they're in Christ, and the promises are in Christ because they were made from the Father to the Son. That's where the covenant is. And if you're in covenant with the Son, you're in covenant with the Father. If you're in covenant with the Father, you're in covenant with the Son. That's what John tells us. So when we come to this issue regarding the idea of Jerusalem and all, it's a piece of land. It's physical. It was there to represent something else. Just like when Moses went on the mountain, okay, and he received the Ten Commandments, there was also some other stuff he got there. Remember that? All that time he was up there? He was shown things from heaven that he was to typify. The altar, the tent of meeting, the utensils, all of those kinds of things. And they were to, there was a priesthood that was to perform certain duties. And they did it day after day after day after day, providing sacrifices to atone for sin. And yet the Bible says they don't get rid of sin. They really don't atone for sin. They were a picture of the final sacrifice given by the final high priest to take away sin. You see, in the temple and in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, the priests, they were always sacrificing. Always, constantly. There was no seats in there because their work was never done. And yet we're told the Lord Jesus is our great high priest, that he gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins to remove them as far from us as the east is from the west. As Isaiah 53 says, to take that strike, that smite of the wrath of God upon himself for his people. His real people, the ones who actually believe in him. Not the ones who claim some pedigree, but the ones who believe in him. He took that. And God is pleased with that. He was pleased to bruise him, is what Isaiah 53 says. Why? Because he was going to be glorified and he was going to save a people and show them mercy and still be just. He was going to let somebody else take their place. And you say, well, that's not fair if he's doing it for some and not for others. No, no, no. You see, those people who want to reject the Christ, who want to rebel against God, who want to continue in their sin, they do so because they want to. And God says, okay, have your way. And you know what? He's going to mete out a just punishment on them. He owes them nothing. They owe him everything, but he owes them nothing. And those of us he shows mercy to, guess what? We owe him everything. He owed us nothing. Same thing. Okay? So let's understand that. Now, when we're talking about Jerusalem, we're talking about Israel today, modern geopolitical Israel kind of thing. We're talking about a postage stamp piece of land. That's what we're talking about, over the whole world. And I can hear the people now, well, Tim, you don't know the scriptures. It's just going to make Jerusalem a cup of trembling. Yeah, I know the passages. I'm very well familiar with them. I know what their contexts are, too. I also look to other passages when we're looking to this issue of Jerusalem. Because Michael went on to say something like, it's the last day's thing. God says what he's going to do for people to divide the land. You know, I support Mike on a lot of the things he's doing. He's running for Congress. I think he would make overall a good representative for the people of his district. And I would encourage you to support him. I disagree with him on this issue about foreign policy and dividing up Israel. I'd say let Israel take care of itself. It'll be just fine. And if people want to attack them, they've already demonstrated they can give the KO the way they need to. I mean, it's just not a problem. And we just need to get out of the way because somebody has to win that battle. And it's either going to be Israel or it's going to be the Muslims. And if the Muslims take over Israel and they dominate that, guess what, guys? Some of you people, your faith's going to be destroyed because your faith is not in the Christ. It's in some kind of fake biblical prophecy. And if Israel gains over the Muslims, then we won't be hearing any more talk about these peace plans, will we? And they'll probably get some more land. All right, so some things I want to point you to in the final minutes that I have as to why I don't think this is some kind of biblical prophecy thing. And part of it, I'm going to point you to the people who are dispensational. They'll say, well, the next thing on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture. And yet, they'll tell you all this other stuff that's going on is in Bible prophecy. Now, how can both be true? How can that be true? Well, these things are just getting ready for things that are coming after that. No. That's not true. Because many of them will point over to Matthew 24 about, you know, Israel becoming a nation in 1948. And they'll rip that completely out of its context. Matthew 24 comes on the heels of Matthew 23. And in Matthew 23, Jesus has just ripped the Pharisees. He has just exposed them for the hypocrites that they are. Matter of fact, if you go back and read several chapters, Jesus just does not let up. He doesn't know how to be, quote, nice. Okay? He's just constantly hitting them about their hypocrisy. And in 23, he just lays it all out, blasts them, wipes the floor with them, basically takes his shoes off, shakes the dust off his feet, and says, verse 38, your house has left you desolate. Your house is desolate. He pronounced a curse on them. Same curse that you find over there in the covenant in Deuteronomy 28-30. Same curse. See, a lot of the people want to quote to you, a lot of Christians want to quote to you the blessings on the Jews. I would say the blessing on Israel from Deuteronomy. And they'll even quote the curses. But they don't like using that and applying that in a prophetic sense as though they've been fulfilled. Okay? Jesus walks out of the temple, Matthew 24. They departed from the temple. His disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple, and Jesus said to them, do you see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone will be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when are these things going to be? What things? When the stones are not going to be on top of each other? When the temple, these buildings are going to be destroyed? This is Herod's temple, okay? When are they going to be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Now, get this. The disciples do not believe he's going to die, even though he's told them that several times. They don't buy it, okay? They don't believe that. They don't believe he's going away. They still think he's setting up kingdom, you know, physical stuff. Temple, throne, put a crown on his head down here in Jerusalem. That's what they still think. They're not asking about some second coming like we think about on the last day. Not 7 years before the last day with a bunch of other stuff going on in between it, which I don't even know where you get that in Scripture without pulling it completely out of context, which is what people do. They play Bible ping pong and they put this verse over here and slap that verse over there. And that's not what's going on. They're asking him, when's this stuff going to happen that you're talking about? And he begins to list the stuff. And if you go down through the list and you go over to the book of Acts, start reading through the book of Acts and you'll start seeing these things that are taking place. The famines. Remember, the church took up a collection. Why? Because there's a great famine coming in Jerusalem. What about those earthquakes and stuff? You remember that Philippian jailer? Remember the sea, how it was tossed? All those things point to seismic activity. They were going on then because Jesus said that's what was going to go on. False Christ coming up, false Bar Jesus, all these guys, Simon, all these guys, all these things were coming up there in the first century because Jesus said they would. Now, on the other side of the break, I'm going to point you to the end of Matthew 24, and I'm going to point you back into the Old Testament. Jesus said, wait, they never got all the land. God said, yes, they did, but they rebelled against him, they didn't follow his law, and they lost. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives him instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking to Michael, or we're talking about Michael Snyder's article. You can read it at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Titled, The U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia are reportedly pushing a peace plan that would create a Palestinian state. Michael is running for Congress, and he says he won't support a two-state solution. In other words, a state for Palestine, which really has never existed either. It's just never existed. Israel has existed in the past as a geopolitical state. There's no question about that. And as a spiritual institution, you and I are a part of that. If we're Gentiles, we were brought into the kingdom. Read Ephesians 2. God brings the Jew and the Gentile and makes them one new man in Christ. And those who are far off like us, we've been brought into the commonwealth of Israel. We've been made citizens of heaven and citizens of Israel, not a geopolitical state. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the people who are a part of the covenant that God made with his son, the Lord Jesus. I mean, that's who we're talking about. We are that. And so, yes, this is going to be an issue. I think it's an issue for Muslims because of the hatred that the Quran teaches to have for both Christians and Jews. And I think it's a problem for Jews because they're still stuck on the physical aspect. And it's a problem for Christians who've been taught wrong and haven't learned to read the scriptures in the context of what is being said and to see the fulfillment that's been provided. So with that in mind, you may be saying, well, but Tim, you know, Jesus gave these things in Matthew 24, because that's what we're talking about before the break. Because there's going to be this tribulation, there's going to be all these things, the sun's going to be dark and the moon turned to blood and the stars fall from it, there's going to be all this cosmic stuff. And again, I have to point you back to the Old Testament, okay? Because all of that same imagery, it's apocalyptic imagery. It's used all through the Old Testament. It was used over Egypt, it was used over Babylon. And it was talking about their leadership, that their government has been completely destroyed. Same kind of imagery. It was God coming in judgment. God riding on the clouds, just like you see in Revelation 19. Jesus coming in the clouds. Execute judgment. And in fact, if you don't believe that, read the first three letters. Or read the first three chapters where the letters are sent from Jesus to the churches. And Jesus says, I'm going to come fight even the churches with the sword of my mouth if you don't repent, if you don't do what's right. But with all that in mind, all of these things are here. And you remember before Jesus was crucified, he looked at those who were trying him, who were allowing the false witnesses in. He says, you know what? There's coming a day you guys are going to see me come into my glory. And that's when they lost it. That's when they tore the robes. Now, we have heard it from his own mouth. Do we need anything else? He told them they were going to see the judgment he was going to bring. And they were going to see him coming in his glory. And they saw it. Those people then and there. And a lot of people will point and say, but look at Matthew 24:32. Learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branches already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. A couple things I'm going to point to, then we're going to look at the book of Joshua. People who rip this completely out of context for their dispensational purposes to uphold this difference, this distinction between Israel and the church, what they do is they go, oh, see, the fig tree. The fig tree is representative of Israel. Okay, let me ask you something. Where did you get that in the context of this? Because it didn't come from this text. Okay? And they see, what it means is when Israel becomes a nation again, then all these things will start to occur again, and that's when you'll know that his coming's near. And I go, okay, wait a minute. Israel is a nation. Didn't say they wouldn't be a nation in the context here. So where are you getting all this? And then they'll jump to all this stuff about the temple and stuff. And I go, well, wait a minute. There's a temple here. And he just said the temple's going to be destroyed. And nowhere does he say it's going to be rebuilt again. Oh, you haven't read Ezekiel. We don't have time to get into all the things. But Ezekiel isn't talking about any of that. He isn't talking about this physical stuff. He's talking about you and I. What Peter said, we are being built up into the household of God. We're stones in his temple. In Revelation, he talks about we will be those who are the pillars in his house. So it is missing the entire point of what God is showing. Just like when he showed Moses, make this stuff physical so the people can see it. But what you're seeing is spiritual things. You're seeing them in heaven. They're real. I'm not saying they're not real things. But they're not things of the earth. And that's what I'm trying to show you from this. He's saying, learn a parable from the fig tree. When you go outside, we have a fig tree in our backyard. We have one of my mom and dad's, and it puts forth a lot of figs, and it brings a lot of bees. And they're good. Jesus went to one of them at one time, and he went to get some fruit because he was hungry and didn't have anything on it, just had leaves. And he thought there was fruit on it, right? That's why he went to get it. He was hungry. He wanted to get some and didn't have it. Well, that's what he's saying here. He's saying there's a parable about a fig tree. When you see the branches become tender and it puts forth leaves, you know summer's near and you know fruit's coming, right? You know what time of year it is depending on what goes on. Just same thing. We look outside, we see the leaves changing, we know it's fall, right? Same thing. That's all he's saying. And when you see these things that I've told you about happening, know that things are getting close. And that's why he warned them, when you see the abomination that causes desolation in Matthew 24, go to Luke 21 and read what that is. When you see the armies surrounding Jerusalem, you need to get out of the city. Guess what? Believers, in his word, got out of the city and were spared. Those who didn't, read about them in Josephus. They endured the very curses that God pronounced on them in Deuteronomy. They endured the very curses, including eating their own children, which God said would happen too. And Josephus recorded it, and Josephus was not a Christian. My friend told me, oh, Christianity was a religion, came up about, 300 years or, after Christ and this, that, and the other. And I said, no. This guy who was a Jew, he was a general in the Jewish army, Josephus, wrote about Christians, wrote about Christ. That took place, just a couple of decades before him. He knew about them. If anything was done in secret, which it wasn't, they could have pulled out Jesus' body. They could have just hung it on a wall and said, this guy's a fraud. So are these guys who are following him. But they didn't do that. They sought to shut him up. If you go back into Joshua 22, verse 43, you'll hear this. In case you're one of those people who say, well, the promise of the land has never been fulfilled. That's not what God says. If you believe the word of God, believe this. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. And the Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. All. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. And the Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Now, if you're steaming at me, I just suggest get into the Word. Look at what it says in its context. Because I was taught the same things you guys were. And then I had to start teaching it. And when I had to start staying in the context, and I can't just Bible ping pong all over the place to make it fit however I want to fit a theology, I had to come to some serious realizations of, wait a minute, that's not what this is saying. You say, are you against Israel? No. Not anymore than I'm against any other country. All countries are to bow their knee to King Jesus. They're to submit to the law of God. And where they're in error, we need to call them out. I don't care if they're Israel or the United States or Canada or any Muslim country. It doesn't matter. All men are to kiss the Son lest he be angry. They should turn from their wicked ways and they should honor God. Of course, that begins with the individual, comes to the families, comes to the church, comes to the community, comes to the nation, comes to the world. All of us are to submit to the king. And a postage stamp piece of land over in the Middle East is not the way we're doing that. We're not honoring God over that. We really aren't. What we honor God with is recognizing who his son is and giving him our allegiance. And until Israel and any other nation does that, they're not going to know peace. And that includes America. It's time for us to repent too. Let us start the way. Let us light the way. Let us be a city on a hill again. And God will bless us. Thank you for your time today. I think we are just about out. And we've got about 40 seconds or so. I want to point you back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Encourage you to check out the site. Support us if you will. There are a number of ways you can support Bradley's ministry. There at the top of the page is Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. That is for those who would like to become monthly supporters. And you can do it for a small amount of money or a lot as he takes the message of Christian heritage and the gospel across the nation. It's also a donate button there that you want to use to do a one-time donation. In 24 hours, we'll be back with you. And we'll cover another topic. See you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.